City Council is meeting this week. They're having agenda reviews and CRA today and the regular meeting on Thursday. We got Councilwoman Jennifer Breyer on. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. The bring music from our past. Get out there. It is, today, part of the one of the things y'all will be discussing is the Pensacola Oyster Bay Company, wants out of their contract. They've found another location to move to and being able to expand that for the pickleball and what they're trying to do with that indoor sports facility. Have you had a chance to look at that?
I have looked at it a bit, and I think that they want to put a some kind of food facility at the corner of it there and expand the walk around from the ferry so that there will be more space, more of a promenade, all that kind of stuff. Yes.
And they'll move the entrance to their facility to that side of the warehouse. So that also it'll really create pretty nice foot traffic around the port and around the ferry service in Commandencia Slip at their expense, which is always good.
It will, and at their expense to upkeep.
Right.
That the mayor is really getting good at planning that future upkeep these days. We learn these lessons hard, but boy, once you learn them, it puts us in a good way for the future. So I think their restaurant also will be public facing. So you would not have to be in the pickleball facility to be able to access that.
Yeah. I think it's kind of some kind of food court facility. I think, well, we'll see how it plays out. But I think that what we're seeing, this sort of fits into the master plan that they've got for the hashtag. What people wanted to see open up more access to the port and to the water. So it does that. I think that, creates a situation where we'll make more revenue. The port will make more revenue, which also works.
I think that this is going to be at least partially open by the summer.
Right.
So this is not a pie in the sky any longer. This is coming to fruition.
Right. I think they've got I had Robbie on last week, Fabro, and he was saying they've got all their city permits. They hope to start pouring concrete, I think this week, to begin the outdoor the outdoor court. So that hopefully they'll get that going. So we'll see how it plays out. The other thing is swimming pools. And, of course, you took on Mayor Grover Robinson about swimming pools and bathrooms at swimming pools. Have you had a chance to look at this new agreement and the change in the charges?
Yes. Yeah, so the charges don't change much at all for Roger Scott. It's just that it was extremely different in pay for Roger Scott and Hunter. So it brings Hunter more in line with Roger Scott. I think Roger Scott only goes up $1, and Hunter may go up $2, but at the same time, they're going to implement a tuition program scholarship that allows for people to get these memberships to the pool that may not be able to afford it with the increase. Some of the other stuff that I'm really proud of, if you recall a couple of years ago, I was so upset because the camps were taking over the pool and there was no public access,
right?
So last year we moved it that only the middle segment, so there's three segments, which have extended also, so I'll explain that real quick, but the middle segment was the only one the camps could go to. And so last year it was camps only during the 11 to 2-ish period. So you had the mornings for the public and the afternoons for the general public into the evening. This year, that will stay consistent, except if the camps don't schedule fully during those periods, then it will still be accessible to the public during that period. So that's the first change. Second is at Roger Scott, which was my next huge complaint of the Y taking over, is we had no swimming lessons for city residents left. So from 8 to 9 in the morning at Roger Scott will be swimming lessons, and from 9 to 10 at Hunter will be swimming lessons. So that I'm extremely proud of. They markedly changed the pay so that, for the swimming lessons, it's $50 for a city resident and $100 for a non-city resident. So it's finally – really acknowledging that this is city taxpayer money that's funding this, so we're going to actually give a differential to those who live here. So I think that's one of also the things we've talked about is making people have benefits for paying the extra taxes in the city, that kind of thing. And so that one I'm also very proud of. So there's, and then the bathroom thing, I wish we had already gotten it done, but we didn't. And so this, I think this week, the old bathroom will be demolished. There will be one more season of a trailer, but this time the trailer is going to sit right on the slab, the concrete slab where the old bathroom was, going directly into the plumbing, so into the sewage. So it'll be more of a normal bathroom. You don't have to go outside the facility into the dirt, which was ridiculous.
Right.
But the day the season stops this year, the plans are already ready. We're ready to roll, and the new bathroom will be built. So we definitely have made huge strides, and I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, and you were a big part of that. I mean, you were the first squeaky wheel. But, you know, in talking about what the problems were out there, and there were. Go ahead.
And now what I have is an administration behind me who said, wow, this is really something, and came at it willingly and negotiated the best contract we've had. And so it's also, I mean, I must point this out, it's only a one-season contract.
Right.
So that we can, after this one season, determine, is this the way we want to go forward? Do we want to bring this back in-house? Do we want to continue with the Y? So we haven't really made these decisions out loud. They've happened to us. So we're going to take this one summer, do what we're doing, and then make a determination on how we go forward.
Okay. The other thing that's out there is the mayor is looking at reallocating some of the ARP money, you know, the American Rescue plan money. It is, and part of it is, and he talked about it last week at his press conference and on this show, about hiring a consultant to develop a deferred maintenance analysis plan for the parks and the community, where we are, what's the priority, and, you know, it'll take about $100,000 that he wants to put towards it. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, what my first thought is, we haven't been doing it correctly. So what's getting our attention is the most broken structure.
Right.
This, on the contrary, would give us a plan going down the future. So we know that, yes, this needs to be fixed, but this is close in second. Or it gives us, you know, some kind of priority list instead of just getting caught off guard by what is literally crumbled under our feet. So it's and I'm going to point out, it's not the park master plan that had been talked about in the past that is, you know, trying to decide future use of the parks. This is literally to establish a concrete plan forward for maintaining the parks, getting what's broken fixed, hitting the most dangerous things first, that kind of thing. And so, you know, the money was not being used in what we had from ARPA. That had been, you know, this is just transferred over, and it needs to be, you know, spent before a clawback. I'm just going to be real honest here. So in my opinion, this is a great way to do it, is to make sure that we have a – and you know what? This takes the my district versus your district you know, it takes it out. It puts it at the city as a whole for us to have a comprehensive plan of understanding how to maintain what we have. So, yes, I am absolutely in support.
Well, and it's you know, and it takes the politics out of it, like you said, and to bring a consultant in is go ahead, someone that's independent of it, because, it, you know, there we've got a new park and rec director. We've got a lot of new change in leadership in City Hall. But have an outside person look at it is a good thing. I've had some people criticize, well, why do, you know, does the mayor not trust his staff? Well, no, I think having that other person look at it that can focus on it a little bit more is helpful. Also, I thought Jim Little did a great job of looking at the years of not putting any money into maintenance and repair of properties. And it goes back, you know, 20, 30 years or more of things being done, and, you know, in different form of government. It just, it got easy
really
not to do the repairs and put your money elsewhere. And money was tight at different times, and that's part of it. But, you know.
Well, so it was that 1980s boom. He did do a great job on that article, and it made me really remember it in a way that I had not before. You know, that it was. That was when the Bay Bluffs got built. That's when, you know, a lot of this stuff. I think Vickery was right then at that point, the Vickery Center. And so, and I'll tell you, I've got a child whose birthday is today who was born in that decade. So it's been a while. And we hadn't planned for the future. And so, you know, I don't know how many times I should or could say this, but it was shocking to me when I came into this position and realized there was no plan for maintenance. And it was such a fight. And now we have full recognition and we're all taking it on fully. And I'm proud. You know, I'm proud that we're here looking at stuff and trying to make sure that we rectify this past error.
Yeah,
and
know,
it's going to be intense. I mean, think about it. 40 years of deferred maintenance. That's intense. And that's why we've ended up in some very uncomfortable positions. But, you know, I don't think that that's the way the mayor wants to do it, is keep getting caught off guard and having to do something extremely uncomfortable. So, and it's definitely not what I want to do.
Right. Well, you look at, gosh, the Community Maritime Park, Wahoo Stadium. That was part of the fees that Quint pays was to go into a repair and maintenance fund, and it was siphoned off for other things. And so you end up, for years, they had an elevator that didn't work. I remember that I did a walk for arthritis, and we walked behind the outfield, and there was this Rubik's room, all these boards that were keeping up the fence. That was so, I mean, all this matrix of boards to keep up the fence. And I took a picture of it and said, this is ridiculous. You know, we're high, you know, and, you know, the city started stepping up a little bit more. I think Jim Reeves was on the board. He started pushing for it. But, you know, the maintenance just got kicked down the road and just never got added to the local option sales tax money or, all, you know, it was new and better and shinier and moving it away. So I think this is an important point.
It's incredibly important. And there was not a line item. I can't even stress that. There was no line item for repair in LOSP for all these various parks and facilities we have. So our move now, you know, I keep saying this too, we're looking, trying to look comprehensively at the $1.6 million rollover for repair. And there's things that I hadn't really noted on my list and others hadn't noted that we're going to have a fight. It's not going to be enough money this year.
Right.
You know, there's going to be things put off because we have really been careless as a city in the past. And, you know, I'm saying we, I'm putting me in even though, you know, it's time. And I'm really, really proud to be involved with, the recognition, to be involved with an administration that's recognizing it and moving forward in a different way.
Great, great. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
My pleasure. You have a great day, Rick.
Right, take care.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so let's go ahead and break. We'll give you news, weather, and traffic. We'll be right back.
Do you have a local issue?